What's up, guys, and welcome to episode 185 of the Dropouts Podcast. This week we have a woman who smells like a man because of how many she's...
Men's colognes she uses.
Thank you, Jared.
You're welcome.
I touched her skin from other boys. Anyway, kidding. Of course I'm kidding. Alyssa, how have you... I heard you hooked up with somebody this week.
No, I heard
you got that slob noggin. Jared, don't be... Come on.
We just don't bring
politics in this podcast.
Did you give the slob noggin or did you get the slob noggin?
Tara, come on.
Whoa.
It was a question.
We need to hit intro music before you keep...
Sorry.
You're being nefarious.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm getting used to this.
You should. What do you do? I just don't understand what you do for the rest of the year.
What do you mean?
Because you don't... I mean, now that it's over, I don't understand. Now that Christmas is over, I don't understand. What you do?
Yeah, Santa sent me on my way.
Is it like a teacher in the summer kind of situation
where you're
prepping for next year?
Yeah, we get the year off.
We get the year off,
and then we like a couple months before Christmas, we go in and we take shifts.
Dang,
yeah, gotcha. Us elves.
Is it a slave situation or do you guys get compensated? You're not allowed to talk about it.
Santa made me sign an NDA.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He's good. His team's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, his Mrs. Lawyers. Claus really gets on him.
Yeah, people don't know this, but he's actually been caught before, and his legal team makes him go to sleep forever.
What?
Do you have any idea of what he just said?
I saw the cover of Violent Night with, what's his name, that plays the officer in Stranger Things, where he plays a Santa that's like a hitman or something. That's where my mind was.
Wait, can I tell you what that reminds me of?
What?
If you're not on our Patreon, you little, can I say twats or is that an English thing?
You have to say it with an English accent.
You little twats. If you're not on our Patreon, you're absolutely missing out, all right? Tara's going to talk about how she lost her virginity on the after school special, right?
Okay. Like, sure.
Like, you're down?
Wait, do you want to hear something funny about the Patreon?
I like to hear two things funny. So please make up a second.
I can't promise a second.
And I can't promise I'll always be your friend.
That was dark.
Was so fucked. Anyways.
Aren't you emo? Shouldn't you like stuff like that?
I'm not emo, bro.
The eyeliner is telling me a different story.
I went to go watch a Patreon episode and I wasn't logged in, I guess, and I resubscribed with another account.
So not only
am I subscribed to the Patreon, I'm on, but now I have two subscriptions to the Patreon.
Can I say this in the nicest way? Atta girl.
Atta girl.
Oh, actually, I bought $10 worth of rotisserie chicken today.
Any way is that relevant?
How much is the Patreon?
$5.
And I bought two.
Okay, I see where you're going.
Thank you for covering my chicken.
You could have said my cock.
What?
I try not to be...
Like a chicken. I just thought it was more, you know, Zach-ish to say it like that.
The word cock? No. I've always been... Oh my gosh, it's disgusting. I want to talk to the angel of the room. We kind of have the angel on my left. Oh, that's kind of sweet. I have the angel on my left, the devil on my right. Alyssa, what do you think about cock?
It just really got brought up within 5 minutes. It's wild.
Chicken, of course.
Oh.
You've recently started eating it.
Yeah, I love chicken.
What's your favorite way of cooking chicken?
What's it like being 14 years old? Is it nice? And then also a boy, a 14-year-old middle school boy.
First of all, 14 is a freshman in high school. Secondly, I would argue 12-year-old boy.
I would argue that 14-year-old boys also make jokes about eating cock.
Jared knows a lot about that.
Shut up.
Brother, you do hang out with a lot of 14-year-old boys.
No, I don't.
You guys are in a skate club together.
I don't know how to skate.
You guys rollerblade?
I'm the worst rollerblader. Thank you very much.
Also, we do drunk episodes. Are we still doing the plug for the Patreon?
Dude, who knows?
So if you're not subscribed, then I'll kill you. Also, we have hats. Dude, I forget to plug things. I did want to talk about this. So I was listening to Paramore upstairs, and I was really getting into the groove of wearing this jacket today.
Is that
why you wore it?
You come down in a leather jacket looking like the Fonz. I want to ask, who the fuck do you think you are?
I was seeing how many people I could have changed pantaloons in the room, you know?
You got one over here.
Okay, so I was listening to Paramore, and I'll tell you why that made me think of this. What is the most outrageous thing you've done to get like a guy or girl's attention?
Are you wearing the leather jacket to get my attention?
You're so narcissistic.
But like...
I look at her shirt. It says, I'm too pretty for this.
Jared, you've been reading that? I've been avoiding it like the plague. I try not to look at my friend's titties.
Well, I was reading the shirt. I wasn't like examining her titties.
Yeah?
Do you like when Jared stares at your chest and objectifies you?
I wasn't objectifying.
How about we let a woman answer for once in this podcast? Huh? You ever heard of feminism? Over to you.
I actually was objectifying Jared myself. I love his hair, and I was drooling over it. I love a mullet. I love Thank your you. Haircut. And you haven't even taken off the hat yet, and I need to see it.
Well, it's because I've been wearing a hat all day, and so it's like my hair is kind of messed up right now. I don't have like the full like mullet look going.
I'm obsessed
right now, but I mean, like, I got the sides trimmed, little party in the back. She said she had to cut the back a little bit for it to grow. So
yeah,
my party.
Can we just take off the hat?
Okay.
Wait, can you also like grow the mustache out now? A mustache mullet combo. Fellas,
dude,
you want to go from a 5 to a 10? Mustache mullet combo.
So Jared was a 5?
No. Oh, wow. I love it.
So.
Wow.
Got the little party going.
I like it.
Wait, we also need to cover. First of all, I had a question. Second of all, we also have to cover what you did on New Year's on the main podcast so we can have Tara's reaction.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But before you say that, what's the most outrageous thing you've done to get a guy's attention?
I like to think I don't really change the way I am for a guy. You should.
What?
Did you say I should?
No.
You're wearing a leather jacket. For you. I know.
Do you love it?
I like it.
Ooh.
What would make you love it?
Ooh, shot to the gut.
Shot to the heart, but you're too late.
Huh? Shot to the heart.
Got her.
But you're too late.
Sometimes you miss a bass fish and you get a
bad night.
That was good singing.
So you don't change yourself?
I don't change myself, but I definitely have done some crazy shit to get a guy's attention.
Okay. Like?
I don't want to talk. Do I have to talk about
that
it?
That bad? Yeah.
It's similar to having a gun to your head, except for the gun's upstairs. I don't have to bring it down. And I'm a little tired right now. So if you could just go and do it.
I didn't know you owned a gun.
Yeah?
I don't.
3!
Dude, you're so...
Because this one, and then... I don't actually own a gun.
That was really funny. I don't know. Like, I'll like post something on my story to get his attention.
Oh, I feel like
so
everybody...
Crazy.
Oh, everybody. You are a wild girl.
I don't think I do that much, maybe, then.
Have you guys ever... This is actually not my story, but have you ever cleared out your close friends on Instagram and then added just one close friend?
I have.
Yeah.
I have done that.
That's psychotic.
We've all three have done it, though.
I've done it. I've removed every single one of you. Like, for example, I've removed everyone, and I only left that person because I wanted to do a specific post to that person, and I didn't want other people to see it. Sure. I've done that. Not recently, but I have done it.
That makes sense.
It wasn't you.
No, of course. I don't think, I got you.
Don't wink at me. It wasn't you.
Okay.
Wink at me once a podcast.
Yeah. So I hit my quota because you lie once a podcast.
You know what I do once a podcast? Comment on Jared's $1 million smile.
Oh, thank you.
I've noticed.
It makes me feel good every time.
Okay. This is what
you
I want to
feel good in another break.
Oh my
what the
gosh.
Fuck?
I'm just wondering.
This part of the podcast.
Damn, bro, can't wonder.
I didn't know the mullet was going to do all this. Okay.
I'm just wondering for other women.
Oh, damn. I mean, for other women. Yeah. Of course.
Not me.
Wait, let's speak to someone who isn't pent up like a dog in heat. Alyssa, do you find Jared more attractive? And this is, don't think of him as your boss. Think of him as
a stranger.
Intimate. Oh,
what?
As a stranger. What do you think? And be honest. And don't shout, what is this, 2019? Don't do anything like that, okay?
No, I think you have a little bit of hat hair going on right now, but I think
don't
the
start with
looks
negative.
Good.
The hair looks good. I'll take that positive.
Do you like it more than the past?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
So technically, you are more hormonally attracted to the guy that employs you. Technically.
I don't think. No, because I don't think liking someone's hair more than in the past makes me hormonally attractive to them.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Maybe
no,
for
no,
her.
No, me neither.
I think everything
me
is
me neither.
Hey, Yappy.
Hey, Yappy.
Hey, Zachy.
Stop.
Okay.
Yappy and Zach. Wait, should we?
No.
Oh, I feel like we should have a children's TV show together.
Dude,
I'm Zachy. I'm Yappy. And we're
putting you and I on a children's TV show is the most.
Why? Jared
no
can,
filter.
Jared can
people?
Watch it with the people he hangs out with.
I don't hang out with children
anymore because I found
Ever.
Out.
Okay, enough. I don't like these jokes.
Exactly. What's the craziest thing you've done to get a girl's attention? Let's get
Put
back on track.
On.
So this was middle school. You guys have heard of it?
No.
Okay, let me break it down. All right. Do I have to break down the full education system so she can be caught up, or do you want me to just kind of plow through and then we'll fill her in after the podcast?
I mean,
plow through and fill me in. After the
oh my god.
Whoa. There's a little Freudian slip there.
Whoa. Listen, the jacket does do wonders, baby.
Ew, you know what I meant.
No, I don't.
Plow through and fill me in after. Alyssa, that was the craziest thing to come out of your mouth.
I did not register until it happened.
You know, I did, and I knew you were going to say it, and I was like, I'm just going to let this go. Like, I knew it was coming.
I thought you were a feminist. So the girl I liked was going to a Paramore concert, and she was there with her friends, and she actually skipped a day of school to be there. But while she was at the concert, I don't remember how I knew this, but this is creepy, actually, now that I think about it. I figured out what the text number was to, like, write something on the screen.
How in the hell did you figure that out?
I hope I didn't hack it. That could have been a federal crime.
What kind of Sherlock Holmes super sleuthing did you do?
Wait, that's so romantic. What did you write?
I said, we'll call her Gwen. I said, Gwen, will you marry me?
No, you
didn't. In middle school?
Yeah, but that was like kind of like a joke. And then she's like, but it was her full name on there, so she knows it was her.
First and last?
Yeah. And I sent it through a few times, and then eventually she found out it was me, and she was like, that was so funny. And I was like, yeah. I was like, you want to hang out sometime? And
okay.
And so that's how the rest of the story went.
The story ended. We were buds. I think we were better as friends.
How did honestly. She reject you?
No, I think we mutually said to each other, it's like, we were better as friends.
Oh, so when you were asking her to hang out after you proposed to her, that was all just platonic
playtime?
Platonic playtime.
Yep.
I like that.
Similar to how when I ask you to come in the bath with me and you're like, this could get weird. I'm like, it's platonic playtime.
Well, you've never called it platonic playtime. If you called it that, then I would have been more.
I've called it, get in now.
It's kind of frightening, actually.
Thank you. Oh, we have a game.
Okay.
Who wants to announce it? One of you?
One of us?
It's something I don't know about?
Yeah.
I don't like being out of the loop. It makes me feel weird.
Well, you're not officially part of the group.
I know.
You're on the outside looking in.
I know. But, you know.
Us?
I feel left out.
What if we give her a chance to announce? She doesn't know the game. that fell apart right in my head as I was saying it. Okay. So the game is we have Hollywood's top actors, okay, celebrities. Not all of them are actors. Most of them are actors. Anyway, and so what we're going to do, we're going to play a game of smash or, oh, god damn it, you can see the names. Never mind, it doesn't matter. A little game of smash or pass, but they're old.
Oh,
there's got to be a more clever name for that.
You come up with it. You're the clever guy.
Ooh.
Smash or pass social security recipients game.
Retirement or...
Retired or...
Ride or retire.
Okay. What? There we go.
Ride or retire?
Ride or retire.
Like ride or retire.
Wait, everyone close your eyes really quick.
Are we still going to just say smash or pass though?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Wait, just close your
eyes. Oh, because you don't want to look at Timothy Chalamet and go ride?
Right.
You don't want that clip?
You're good. I just want to make sure I pulled up the right ones.
And I'm going to voice my opinions here.
Okay. So first up, we have the guys.
Who the hell is that?
Okay.
You know who that is?
I think that's the guy from Transformers.
It is Anthony Ramos.
I don't know what that. I don't know who that looks like. I don't know what Anthony looks like without being old.
And well, luckily we also have a picture of them young. Okay, but ride or
this
retire.
This is the one you're riding or retiring
first.
Can we show the young picture just so she knows who it is?
Oh, okay.
And we're back. And remember, you don't get the young one. We're just going old. But that's for reference.
Wait, is it just me?
Oh, I'm attracted to women.
You could still answer.
Oh, pass.
He's a cute old person.
Yeah. But you've got to, I mean, you can put yourself in the mindset of being old as well. Like this is.
Oh.
Or no, you can be young.
I'm just going to pass.
Okay. That's fine. Pass. That's fine. Yeah.
He's cute young though.
Yeah. Sorry. He was walking in.
He's really cute young.
Okay. Next.
Ooh. Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Yep.
To say pass.
Oh, but a young Dill?
But I know. This is
you'd give him that pickle? Come on.
This is old Dill, okay? And the filter did not do him any justice.
That makes me want to smash the person before this.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to switch. I'm going to say smash the first person.
And pass on Dill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, smash. Smash, 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 smash.
Why does he look eerily like my grandfather?
He does, just with like more hair, but...
Smash.
Yeah, that's Grandpa Larry.
I can introduce you to my grandfather.
Smash.
Yeah. His last name is Spees. Would you like to be Tara Spees? It's Yaman.
Sure.
We came here before the big war.
That's what they all say.
Dude, he looks good.
Yeah, but we say it out loud. Yeah?
Smash. gosh.
Alyssa, are you in the same boat here? Does that get your loins moving?
I don't think I'm as big of a, like, a...
Wow. And everybody hates you
as
now.
As Tara is.
That's okay.
I like him.
More
I
for just, me. More for mommy.
I just don't think I love his music as much.
What? That's where I draw the line.
You go... did you see where the guy got sentenced to... time in or no parole.
I was going to bring this up. Yeah.
He jumped over and he punched the woman judge. I thought you were going to do that to her.
No. Dude, that was such a crazy video. He's like, I feel like I've changed. I'm doing better. And she goes, yeah, but with your rap sheet, I just can't let you out on parole. And then hearing him in the background go, nah, fuck that. And then just Superman leaps over and tackles her. One of the craziest videos I've seen
really
in a while.
He's really not getting parole now.
No.
No, she was like, oh, I guess he really wants parole. Yeah. So he's out.
I don't know if it's like his British ancestry or something, but him old looks regal.
Kind of looks like a Christopher Nolan.
He does seem like he'd be reading a book in like maybe a cigar lounge.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah. All right.
Next one.
Ooh.
He's not bad.
I might like Jacob Elordi better old than I do young.
You know, really? You don't like him young?
I'm not the hugest Jacob Elordi fan. I think he's good looking and I get it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh my God, Jacob Elordi's like people are literally like.
Feral
for him. And I get it. He's hot, but I'm not.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fair.
But him old is.
When the song
old, he's kind of a silver fox.
He is. Kind of gives me Pierce Brosnan vibes.
Okay. I could see that. And he's tall as hell, you know. So
yeah,
like,
and he's Australian.
Oh man.
He's got that thunder from down under. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, can you explain that to me?
Yeah, it's a male Australian strip show in Vegas.
Oh my gosh. Okay, cool.
Oh, it's an actual show?
I've been. I know a few.
I've heard that most are gay.
No, I'm not the ones I know.
Yeah, okay.
There were implications behind that sentence.
Did you experience them?
No. No.
No, I got you. Hey.
They follow me on Instagram. No.
Yeah, I would follow you too after a good night. Come here.
I didn't know.
What?
No.
What did it taste?
I just enjoyed the show.
Okay, of course.
Next. All right, next.
Let's cut to a clip. Aw, Morgan Freeman.
Who is that?
Jordan Fisher.
You don't like Morgan Freeman?
Who's Jordan Fisher?
He's the guy that tried really hard in that Disney video.
What? He sings phenomenally
well. We are the children.
Well.
Oh, that's one of your loin movers. Your locomotive.
I would smash, yeah.
He does look good old.
He's a good looking old guy.
He does look good old.
He looks very suave old. I mean, and young too, but yeah. All right, next. All right. Ooh. Michael B. Jordan.
Oof. Michael B. Jordan young is hot.
Not old?
He's not bad old. He could be just making a weird face.
I think it distorted with, you know, the beard and it's
kind of. It definitely distorted. Like oh, okay. Hard no.
He's really hot young. But.
Thank you.
The stash, I know this is like kind of controversial with him. It makes him look a little bit more like Steve Harvey. A little bit. It darkened the stash.
Why is that controversial?
Didn't he date Steve Harvey's daughter? Mm-hmm. And then they broke up.
How do you guys know all this information? Who tells you?
We have a group chat. Us three.
Yeah,
it's just about Steve Harvey's daughter, or is it about Michael?
Just pop culture.
Gotcha.
We're up to date.
Yeah.
Okay, so she said pass.
Pass.
So all right. In that group chat.
Who is this?
That is Noah Centineo.
Oh, pass.
I added the beard because he has like a very full beard now, right? So I figured he'd probably keep into older age.
I really think he could tell a wise tale. Are you a little girl that likes a wise tale? Do you fall asleep better with a story in your ear? With characters dancing around the lobe?
I was going to say something else. No, I'm going to pass on Noah Centineo. You know, I don't think
Okay.
You know, I met him once.
I'm so happy for you.
Let's get mad. Oh, I would never have guessed who that was.
Ooh, who is that?
That's Ross Butler.
Who's that?
13 Reasons Why?
He's really cute young. Wait, what? Why have I never seen him?
What about old?
No.
Okay, no. Passing
but
on
But young, he's really cute.
I mean, he's around the LA scene.
Should I shut the fuck up?
What do you mean? No,
You're allowed to say someone's cute.
I'm scared because, dude, people know everyone, and I'm so scared to say anything online anymore because I'm like, this is someone's like ex or like, you know what I mean?
Is he around? Yeah, he's popping in and out of the friend groups. So he's gonna see this. I'm gonna send it to him.
Actually,
no, I don't know him, but yeah,
dude, I never know who Zach knows. Zach be saying the craziest stuff.
Dude,
what? You know what he dropped on me the other day? I saw on the calendar, it's like in New York for a few days or something on there. And I was like, what are you doing in New York? And he's like, oh, I'm hanging out with Paul Rudd.
Oh, I knew about that.
I didn't.
Wait, you know what's so funny? I knew about that.
Why the hell?
I feel so special that I knew about it before Jared did.
I said, oh, I can't do this on this date because you wanted to go something for like a birthday or something. I don't remember what it
was. Birthday? My birthday's in July.
And then I said, oh, I'm going to New York. And then you said, why? So don't act like I just tell you stuff. All right?
But you do.
Let's not be disrespectful to our audience, to our audio listeners.
just the audio.
I'll be in New York for the 22nd and the 22nd of January. Paul Rudd and I are doing a bowling benefit for charity.
Paul Rudd is he married?
I would assume so. If you guys want me to say anything to him, let me know, and I'll say I said it to him.
But you won't actually.
But yeah, like I get what you mean about being scared about who Zach knows, because he'll just drop information like that.
It's so
like
weird.
It's nothing. All right, next.
It's not like a name droppy situation.
It's not like a name droppy situation.
It's just a shock.
I think it was in, I was just trying not to be pretentious. Like, guess what I'm doing, loser, that you'll never get to do because you'll never be of importance to absolutely anyone, you stupid mullet looking mother. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be that guy.
Well, you wouldn't have to have phrased it like that.
No, and that's why I didn't.
You still could have. Anyway, next.
Oh my God.
Lord have mercy.
I'm about to blush.
No. I'm going to take my glasses off for this one.
Jared,
I'd rather not see.
Jared's sitting outside of the elementary school, and he's about to yell dibs, but this guy yelled it louder. That guy's scary as hell.
The filter is either really forgiving or really punishing. And
kind of looks like Will Ferrell.
No. Will Ferrell has like a friendly kind of face.
He looks like
Zach said.
All right, come in here.
No, Jamie looks mean.
So that's a pass. That's a no. That's a pass. Me. Okay. Yeah.
Although when I met him in person at the Lakers game, he was here very nice.
Oh, didn't you guys? I can't say that.
Bro, he's dating Kylie Jenner.
Who's that? Is the makeup girl?
Is that the makeup?
Is that
girl?
The influencer? I think she has fire on TikTok. He looks.
He looks like he sounds like this. Oh.
But do you want him to make you sound like that is the question.
Could you?
Pass.
He looks very friendly, but not smashable.
I cracked myself up right now.
What did I tell you about laughing at your own jokes?
You're allowed to do it. You can laugh
what I tell you.
This is why I like Jared better than you.
Everyone likes Jared better than me. He's nicer.
Then maybe I should say something.
About what?
About your personality.
Yeah, but can I tell you something?
Sure.
I don't know how to fix it. I feel like I'm just this broken boy walking down a road of darkness.
Here we go. I can't.
I like
not today.
I like how if Zach was actually opening up there, you like, go, oh, I'm done. Whatever.
Wait. You are at the gym. You have headphones. You are at the gym. You have motivation. You are at the gym. You have a water bottle. But to complete the best workout, you also need...
The workout essential that we are talking about is the FitBod app. I could not be more of an advocate for this app. I have used this thing for years. And when I mean years, I mean it. I have 1,300 workouts logged in this, okay? On my Instagram, I've told hundreds of you guys, what app do I use? And it's FitBod.
He's been using it for almost half his life, kind of.
I don't know about half my life, but for a good chunk of my adult life.
And this was before even a sponsorship was even sniffed our way. That's how you know, hey, we use the products that we've advertised and we like them. So think about that. Jared, tell them more stuff.
The reason I like FitBod so much is because it creates personalized workouts for you. So if you're a newbie or if you're a regular in the gym, you always know what to do. For example, tomorrow for me is leg day, and it's already created a custom workout plan to target all of the muscle groups in your legs, and it shows you how to do all of the exercises properly.
What's your favorite part of the app? Because you're not lying. You've actually used it for over 1,000 days.
No, it's actually crazy how many times I've used this app, and my favorite part is that FitBod pod adapts as you improve, so the workouts keep getting more challenging as you make progress.
You've got to add Fitbod to your workout essentials if you want to get that good old pump new year, get you ready for the summer, start early. Join Fitbod today to get your personalized workout plan and get 25% off your subscription, or try the app for free at fitbod.me/dropouts. That's fitbod.me/dropouts. fitbod.me/dropouts. Go get you 25%, get the free stuff. You already know what it is. Get your body right.
Thank you, Fitbod. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Sometimes your brain is in a dark place. Sometimes it's not giving you the thoughts you need to survive. But what do you do when you got the darkness seeping in? Do you keep it behind a lockbox in the back of your brain? No, because that's just gonna bust out those dark thoughts. The best thing you can do is talk to somebody. Hey, Zach, would that be your friends, your family? You can try, but they're not qualified. I'm talking about licensed therapists. I'm talking people that work for BetterHelp. Oh, Zach, is this a therapy program? It is. Zach, I don't got the time to leave my house. Also, I'm a little scared to jump into it. Well, guess what? It's also online. You can take it anywhere. You can feel good anywhere. Zach, I'm actually not feeling those dark thoughts you're talking about. You get your car tuned up, don't you? You get your oil changed. You work out your body at the gym so you don't get in that bad place that you don't want to be in. Get your mind right and keep consistent good brain waves with BetterHelp as well. Whether you're sad, happy, or everything in between, BetterHelp is a great place to talk to somebody professional to keep your mind on the right track.
Like Zach said, the best part about BetterHelp is that it's entirely online and designed to be flexible to your schedule. All you have to do to get started is just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist.
Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. That's visit betterhelp.com/dropouts. Get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/dropouts. Go get yourself that 10% and get your brain right, all right? We got a life to live. It's a big year for business, ladies and gentlemen, and that means you're going to be shipping. You've got products that you need to get to your people, your customers, but I want to make sure it's handled right, and I want to make sure it's done in the best way possible. Can I introduce you to a service called ShipStation? My co-host is about to get a little bit more into it.
ShipStation is the most affordable way to ship everything that you sell online.
E-commerce.
That's right, Zach. And over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life.
Gasp!
The reason why over 130,000 companies have used ShipStation is because you can easily automate shipping tasks and manage all of your orders in one simple dashboard. Do you know how easy that is?
That's whether you use Amazon or Etsy or eBay, Shopify. ShipStation is the best, easiest, cost-affordable way to ship. Essentially, if you need to ship stuff, use ShipStation, okay? We're doing this all these words, but if you need to ship something, use ShipStation.
Make this year your most profitable one yet with ShipStation. Use our promo code DROPOUTS today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 30-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code DROPOUTS. Thank you, ShipStation. This episode is also brought to you by Squarespace.
2024. We're all online, aren't we? And we all have businesses, we all have interests, hobbies, we have gender reveals. What else is in the world? We
weddings.
Have birthdays.
Ignored weddings, but weddings.
Yes, weddings, man. Huh? And what do you need all of those things? How do you heighten all those things? Websites. If you're not using a website, especially for your work, say you're a photographer and you don't have a place for high quality photos to see so people can see your portfolio. You're an idiot. Also, if, I want to apply to a job and I want, send him a link to all your stuff that you've done.
A resume, some might call that.
Exactly. We've got a website where we sell merch. Oh, Zach, I want to sell something. Get a website. Squarespace can do that for you. Oh, Zach, I'm a photographer. I want to show off my portfolio and send it to people in an easy link. Squarespace. Zach, I don't know how to code. I know how to create a crazy looking great website. Squarespace. It's easily drag and drop template, dude.
Award winning templates.
Have you ever heard of an award? It's when you have a high achievement and you're awarded for it. I know I explained award with the word awarded, which is the same. You know what award means, and they've won one.
Right now, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts
to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay? Squarespace.com/dropouts, 10% off your first website or domain. Go save your money, get your professionalism up with a website. Love yourself in 2024 and start with a website. Thank you, Squarespace, for sponsoring this episode. Oh, this one's us, Jared.
Okay, so now we have the girls.
Smash!
Yeah.
I would take her to my local buffet and say, I should pay double because I'm going to be eating extra, you know what I mean? Or something. I don't know. Smash.
Smash. I would say smash. I feel like you would also gain some wisdom from
see
her
some weight
in the middle. No. Well, I do feel like she could cook well. You know, she looks like she could whip up in
don't
the
be
kitchen.
Racist, Jared.
I'm not being racist.
Sexist.
Or sexist.
Yeah. Little Mermaid.
All right. Next.
Oh my gosh. I love her.
Again.
She looks like one of my mom's friends that drinks too much.
Oh God.
And that's not that. Is it offensive to make fun of someone's AI generated version of themselves that is?
No, it's not offensive because it's AI. It's not real.
Okay.
Unless she ends up looking like that.
That's just.
Yeah, but are people going to come back to this podcast in like 60 years and be like, you mean?
Probably.
I actually don't think she looks that different from her normal face. No.
Is she, how old is she?
Young.
I was going to say, I don't think I want to comment on her.
I mean, she's not like.
She's not under 18.
Oh, okay. I just didn't want to be weird, you know?
She is 21. So.
Oh.
Can you do something for me?
Okay.
And next.
Who's that?
Keke Palmer.
That is Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer looks really good. I like it. She looks cool.
She looks like she'd put me in my place if I attempted to step out of line.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would deserve it. And I would think about it later. I was like, why would I do that in front of Miss Keke?
Miss Keke.
Mrs. Keke.
I, you know, with the hair and the power suit, I'm kind of into it.
I'd be the personification of her blanket. Moving on.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep.
I love you. I want to be with you.
So that is Margot Robbie. And that is for sure, yes.
Looking is Margaret married?
So beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she is.
Dude, is she
that's
really?
What makes me sick about these pretty people.
They just get married.
Get with other ones.
Yeah. Like, it should She's be beautiful.
Also, is her full name Margaret?
Don't know,
no,
dude.
No, it's probably just Margot Robbie.
Oh, okay.
I want her to be with me. I think
we
I
all
should.
Do.
What?
That's Maya.
Maya Hawke?
I think Maya Hawke is hot.
I don't know much about Maya Hawke. Because I didn't. I stopped watching. Is it The Hunger Games?
Stranger Things,
Stranger
dude.
Things.
Bro.
But I stopped watching it. So she just looks like...
How old's Maya Hawke?
She looks like the best interior designer.
She does. You know, she does.
She really looks like she could decorate the hell out of a home.
Yeah, she could throw some sage green around like it's nothing.
She's 25.
Honestly, she's...
I'm not
she's
mad
pretty.
At the old version, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'd really enjoy being with old
I'm
her.
Obsessed with her.
Thank you. Oh, that's
who's that?
It's the girl from How to Train Your Dragon.
House what? Of the Dragon.
Two.
Who is that? I still don't know who
she
that is.
She was how old is she?
That is Millie Alcock.
From now on, can we make sure they're all over 18? I can't be spouting.
She's
things
23.
Off. Oh wait, let me I gotta confirm from a list.
I confirmed 23? It when I saw her on
so
the list.
Attractive.
The older
Did you
version,
see her in the show? Did you see How to Train Your Dragon 3 or whatever?
No.
You've got to watch it.
I have no
it.
Idea what this is, but she's beautiful. Old, I don't know.
Old, I'm not sold on.
She looks like a realtor.
Oh, she could buy and sell me
Don't you think?
A realtor.
Yeah. A realtor.
I love to
like
open her house.
A Calabasas realtor.
Yeah, she's selling homes in the Hidden Hills.
Yeah.
All right. Rachel Zegler.
Yeah, she looks pretty in this.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going with it.
Yeah, of course. She has such young hands. Such young hands for an old woman.
All right, Stephanie Sue, I Who? Think is how you pronounce her name. She was in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen the movie?
She has milky skin.
What does that mean?
It's like very smooth. Okay, in my mind, I've never actually vocalized that. Whenever I see someone with like really just very smooth skin and I don't know, just like beautiful textured, like smooth. Like it's almost like you're looking at a pool filled with milk and it's all... It's all very flat. I don't know. But in my mind, whenever I see a woman like that, I'm like, oh, she's very milky skin. But that's very positive in my mind.
But why do you
very positive
describe it like that? Why can't you just
on this podcast?
Why can't you just say they have smooth skin?
This is my brain. All right.
I get it.
And I'm hanging out by myself and I don't like the judgment. I didn't have to open that trap.
Okay. You know what? I'm sorry for judging you. I appreciate you opening up.
Give me my cereal bowl then.
Go back to the old picture real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it. So this is Sydney Sweeney.
She looks a little rough.
Can I do a message straight to Hansel and Gretel, please? Stay away from this girl's home. Stay away from her home, okay? She's gonna put you in the oven.
You know what she looks like? She looks like, as an old person, the mom in Hereditary.
Who is that? Hold on, I'm gonna.
When she gets all like, you've seen
scary looking.
Yeah, you've seen Hereditary, right?
No.
I feel like you have.
Oh, okay. Can you just command information in someone else's brain?
Oh, actually, Alyssa, spot on.
Thank you.
Let me see.
That's crazy.
Thank you to me too. I hired her.
Hold on. Let me turn
she
up.
She would have never been able to say that if I didn't bring her in.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, but I feel bad that.
No, she's not bad. This is bad.
This is.
And Sydney, we don't think you're going to age this way. So.
So. He's
just clearing. You know, she's married too.
To who?
She is. She's married.
She, yeah.
I'm sick of everybody getting married, man.
I'm sorry to break your heart, Zach.
What's left?
Ooh.
Yeah. Zendaya.
She is, yeah.
Yep.
She seems so wise.
Yeah.
She looks like Condoleezza Rice a little bit. Can you Google Condoleezza Rice as a political reference?
There's the 64 tabs that we know and love.
Would have never spelled her first name right.
Oh my God.
Oh,
a little bit.
A little bit.
A little. Okay.
It's the red lipstick. It's the red lipstick.
Thank you. I mean, I tried my absolute best.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I think we're all in agreement.
Yes. There.
Yeah. But yeah, I wouldn't do that to Tom. They seem like a lovely couple.
Oh yeah. No.
Or the one that sounds like,
Can you be gentle with him? He was a warrior in this dark world.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Tom. That was fun.
Was that it?
Is that it?
Oh, okay.
Well, there we go. What a fun game.
Anything been going on this week? You've had a couple of really sad days. I didn't know if you want to get into it.
I don't want to get into it, dude.
Oh, me either. I tell you
these things in confidence and you bring them up on the podcast.
No, you tell them to me with confidence. Like you're really like brooding when you say it. And I'm like, this girl has really got the reins on life. If you want to talk about it, I'm here.
I don't want to talk about it.
Did it make you cry?
You're making me anxious.
I would love to. Thank you.
You already did.
Oh, good. The mission accomplished. Are we going to do this cringy thing or what's going to go on here?
Sure, yeah.
What's going on there? You got a couple presents?
I got Zach a Christmas present because he got me a Christmas present.
I didn't get her anything.
What did he get you?
Well, should I open mine first?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. This really means a lot.
Are these thoughtful gifts or like joke gifts?
Guess we'll find out.
That box is kind of concerning me.
So this I got for you because I'm concerned about your love life. I'm concerned about your love life, and I think if you have...
It's the ashes of a former founding father?
No. I'm saying if you ever have like a lady over and you're nervous and you don't know what to say or do, and she's interested in you for whatever reason, you can play this game with her.
What's the game?
Wait, read the front.
Wait, hold it up just a little higher in case the camera didn't see it.
Sex party game?
Sex party game.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Like I said, like if you have a girl over and she seems interested in you and you blank, you can just whip.
I'm not whipping out the sex cards.
I don't know. Thought it'd be fun.
After you open the second gift, can you open that and just bust out
you
a card
play it?
And see?
Here, I'll let you open it. You delinquent.
I want to see what one of those.
Wait,
cards
no. I want to explain to you why I got you that one
before I open it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So
feel free.
Whenever I call Zach on the phone, when I hang up, I say "love you," and he's like "ugh," and he gets so mad at me, and he's never said it back
because I don't feel it.
Well,
Zach,
what?
Have some compassion, man.
No, I just don't. I've never wanted to be a liar in my life. Oh, this is really cool.
Are you lying right now?
So dude. It's a shirt?
Just wait.
Okay. Did you get a custom made shirt?
Saying that Zach loves me.
Dude. Zach, you got to put that on right
now. I'm not putting it on right now.
Why?
I'd rather kill myself.
Zach Justice loves Tariyami. No,
but I don't. You know, I think I tolerate. What if we put tolerates? You ever thought about that?
I just thought you might say it now.
Who did you hire to make this?
That's crazy.
Did you show anyone that this has been made?
The guy at the mall knows it's been made.
Can I be honest?
He was looking at me like I was psycho. Because he was like, oh, what name do I like email? And I'm like, Tara Yemi. He's like, oh, this is about you. And he was like, is this your boyfriend? I'm like, no. This is someone who just won't say he loves me back.
And you thought this would help?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
I'm sorry.
Zach, what do we say when someone gets you a nice gift?
Do you have a match?
You say thank you.
Now, this is cool. No, I really like it. It's so well printed. So you're going to wear, do I give it to you back? I re-gift this.
Okay. It still says it. If you re-gift it, someone's still wearing it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Ouch.
It's cool. It's cool. Thank you.
Okay.
So romantic.
Says for you.
Where was this fucking memo? I didn't know we were giving each other presents.
I didn't either, brother.
In the group chat, Jared. Yeah. Like I said.
I gave Alyssa's in her bedroom, so it was private.
Hey.
What?
Jared? I'll bleep it.
Very romantic so far.
Thank you. I just thought since, you know, obviously we have passion.
Well, clearly not enough. Yeah, you hate the fucking shirt.
Right.
That's just me goofing.
When I'm calling a friend, I'm like, okay, love you so much.
Yeah.
But he just goes, don't say that to me. And then he hangs up every time. And I get actually sad. So I thought I would get in that.
You're a monster. Do you know that?
Or maybe I just understand the statistics of where this is all going, huh?
Nowhere.
Down the drain. No.
So like this is Jacob Elordi's bathwater.
Because of this all part. What I was thinking, maybe after when I'm not in front of a camera and I'm trying to put on this persona of like a douchey wise guy, like afterwards I'd be like, oh, this is really thoughtful and funny.
But you're not going to say that.
No, I could say that after when I'm not on when people aren't hearing me. You know what I mean?
But no one will believe me.
No, of course
Zach,
not.
Zach, aren't you the one that always says that vulnerability on camera is actually endearing?
Yeah.
So why don't you be vulnerable on camera?
I literally paid for a custom shirt.
How much?
You know, like $40. Nothing crazy.
It's pretty crazy. Did you see how I grew up? You were an appetizer family, weren't you?
I wasn't. I come from an immigrant family, so no.
Oh, okay.
Water's all around.
Good. I came from a single mother family.
Okay, well, I'm saying is I thought it was thoughtful.
I just want you to open your gift.
Okay. So it's pink, my favorite color.
I just knew it would match your shirt today.
It says for you, and it's, I'm guessing jewelry, right?
I mean,
it comes in a small box.
It could be. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It was just $1,000.
This is so thoughtful and amazing.
Of course.
You know, most would find this really offensive.
Okay.
But I take it as a compliment. So when I opened it, I thought it was a necklace that said yummy because of my name.
That would be really sweet.
But I also thought it said that when I picked it up.
It says yapper.
Because you won't stop yapping. Sometimes we're in the car and...
Wait, that's really sweet, Zach. I'm going to cry.
Feel free.
I actually think that is just
that's
as
so
thoughtful.
So sweet because you know I love talking.
No, yapping.
And you know what? The fact that you know I don't wear gold and you got it for me in silver.
Oh, don't act like I went to your Instagram. I scrolled to see if you ever wore gold, okay?
I'm putting it on.
Sounds like that's exactly what you did.
This is so sweet. Aww.
That is a really nice necklace.
I hope people don't think it says yummy. I hope people know it says yapper.
You just got to tell everybody.
And we will, because everyone watches this podcast.
Every single person on the planet.
I did get an extended...
Why? Do you think my neck is huge?
Yeah, I kind of clocked it the first time I saw you. But no, I got an extended one because I thought you could kind of just make it whatever size you wanted.
Yeah.
And I feared that a too small one might...
Might what? Interfere with my other one?
Yeah. Because you like to wear them tight to the collarbone.
I do. Wait, this is so sweet.
Wow.
Thanks, Zach.
That was sweet.
Custom
actually.
Jewelry is so sweet. Romantic.
No, it's not. Chill out, dude.
Did you have that made custom?
Yeah. Did you
think they could just got yapper? Yeah, I went on Etsy. Okay.
Oh my God.
That's so sweet.
I'm so confused. I'm so like you. Etsy takes a long time to.
Yeah. When did you order
so
that?
So when did we? What? I'm so confused.
I did
Thank
it.
Thank you, Zach. See.
Don't say
I'm
see.
Grateful. This is so sweet, even though it's slightly offensive.
It was either that or...
You know when Zach takes things too far?
Yep.
If we can guess what's in my pocket. When did I probably did it like a month ago.
So nice.
What the hell?
Yeah, just who I am. I guess I'm a nice guy.
He loves me.
I don't. I just have a t-shirt that says it. Hold on.
And if it's on a t-shirt, it's 100% fact.
Ew, why was there dental floss in your shirt? Wait, can I just say to camera, I love this. I am a yapper. I will be a yapper forever. I will never shut the fuck up. And this just like solidifies it in silver. So thank you.
Yeah. I was just kind of hoping for a main feed tag.
How much you paying?
You passed me on Instagram today.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Right before the podcast started.
Are you joking?
Because I was going to bring it up. We're in this little challenge to see if you can get to 1 million followers first. And the loser has to commit grand arson.
Wait. Are you serious?
Okay, I'm chill. Looking. Dude, don't be an influencer right now.
Me and Zach are at a race. We're racing. Oh, I did just pass you just now.
Wow.
I'm like a K ahead of him.
Do you know how hard it is to fight against someone online when they have physical features the people enjoy looking at?
Like a chiseled jawline?
No, dude.
He's talking about my milkers.
Yeah.
And okay. I thought we weren't objectifying.
You have to.
Well, I just said it to myself.
Especially when you lose. If you're ever Wait, losing
you're
at something.
You're not going to put the shirt on?
No, I just did. You didn't see it? Because you were messing with the necklace. I had it on. And then I think Alyssa said it looked the flashlight. Or the light.
The flashlight.
The light was hitting it weird.
Oh.
Yeah, you couldn't see.
Okay.
You couldn't see the heart. So it looked like I hated you. I don't want that. I didn't want people to think that, mm-hmm. obviously.
No, of course not.
Because who would want that?
Speaking of merch, Jared, where'd you get your hat?
This one, I got it at shopdropouts.com.
Slash.
If you were wondering.
Jared looks really cute.
Oh, thank you.
What are the odds that you guys go hook up upstairs and then come down and we just talk about it?
Right now? I'd say a fat zero.
What the fuck? Am I ugly? Just say it. Just say I'm ugly.
I didn't say that.
The fuck is your problem, Jared?
Wait, what is that one thing? You wanted to bring up something. What did you want to talk about?
So I have two separate instances of 2024 predictions. Okay.
What does that mean?
Well, one was made by a psychic and one was made by AI.
Is this about yourself?
No. This is just about 2024 in general, okay. Right? I thought it was interesting. We could talk about it, see which predictions you think will be right and which ones will be wrong. All right, so this is from the psychic. She says that more severe weather events will happen globally. Okay, basically, beginning of the end.
That feels like a cop-out.
All right.
Yeah.
This one's a bit random. Jennifer Aniston's going to find love.
The world is ending, but Jennifer Aniston's going to find love.
Could
Thank
be
God.
Me.
She will finally find a decent guy who really loves her and she gets the relationship that she wants is what she said.
I really want her to play the mom in my movie. So maybe if she plays the mom, I could, and then we could get together. Me and Aniston.
You think you're going to be the guy?
Why wouldn't I be? Okay, off this thing, you know, I really care about women and I care about the emotions. Okay.
Okay.
So why can't I maybe just take that leap with me?
I just feel like you're a bit young.
Are we rude? Let's not be ageist. But what about you see her out at a local Starbucks, I'm with you, and I'm a little nervous to go talk to her, and you're there, would you wingman me?
You've never been nervous to talk to anyone.
This could be my wife.
To answer your question, yeah, I'd wingman the hell out of you.
Thank you. What would you say?
Well, I'd go up,
yeah,
and I'd say, this is my first time ordering coffee, what should I get?
What? Okay.
Are you flirting with her?
Yeah, you psychopath.
Wait, I don't know. Well, hold on. It was a setup. It was a setup to start talking to her. How else am I going to... Okay, I'll say it's me and my buddy's first time getting coffee,
That's
right?
That's weird.
Do we pretend like...
Who's never drinking coffee in their life?
Do we pretend we know who she is?
Sorry.
No.
We're just like this lady.
Yeah, this lady. Like we're just... We're behind her in line, right? And so...
At what point do I say you want some cream in that?
At no point. No point do you ever say... You want some cream in that.
I'll give you some sugar.
Or that.
I like that one better. If you're going to go with one of them.
What else can I say to her? You want to roast these beans?
Man, all of these are just strikeouts. I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
So that's how I would start the conversation.
Okay.
And then you swoop in and do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Easy. And we're done.
So there's that.
Is there anything interesting on there?
Yeah, this is really
All right, yeah.
No,
we're just checking. We're just checking.
This is grueling.
Okay, yeah. No.
Cool. Oh my God, me and Zach agree on something.
We hate Jared.
No.
We love Jared.
Love Jared.
How much?
A lot. But I feel like he would say it back to me, unlike you.
Try it out.
Have you guys seen what's been going on planes recently?
Okay.
Oh,
I don't
want to
talk about planes.
Why?
That's scary.
Are you flying anytime soon?
No, but I will.
Oh, then we're fine. There's a plane. I forget what airline it was.
Boeing.
Which, okay, hold on. I don't know. The side of the plane ripped out. Did you guys see that one?
Yes, I did.
Did you see that, Zach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach hates this conversation.
Oh, it was scary. How did you feel about kissing that girl on New Year's?
Oh, yeah, Jared. Jared caught his New Year's smooch.
And I mean this in the nicest way. None of us thought you were hitting the ball that night.
Raise your hand if you got a New Year's kiss.
Did you?
Wow. Shy little shoulder shrug there.
Alyssa, you got two, right? Mm-hmm.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute. I mean, it was hot. Ooh. Well, they were kind of both fiending over her the whole time.
And seriously? Then,
yeah.
Oh.
She said, one get the top, one get the bottom. I was like, Alyssa. That's and she's crazy. Like, that's a joke, Zach.
A kiss on both lips. Oh, you're about to laugh.
No. And you know that. But I did try to go like this to make you feel better. But I'm dead inside. And that's not your fault. I don't know if it's biology or just nature versus nurture.
First of all, can we go back to you didn't think that I'd hit the ball that night?
None of us did. We all talked about it afterwards. We were very, very shocked that you did it.
What? Why the hell do you have no faith in me?
It's not that I have no faith in you. It just seemed like the situation wasn't in your favor on that particular night. And I think Alyssa has a picture. Obviously, we won't put it in because we don't want to dox the girl. But
you have a picture?
Jared, I thought it was going to happen. Well, technically, it didn't happen when the ball dropped, right?
Okay, to be fair, though, at the party, I don't think any of us knew that it was midnight until someone said 3.
Dude, no,
we counted down from 10.
I did not.
At the party I went to, everyone was like, 5. And I was like, someone's gaslighting me into thinking it's midnight. Like,
yeah, that's how I felt.
There's no way. I puked in my purse that night.
So you were, safe to say, gone.
Oh, I shattered multiple glasses. I thought it was hilarious, and it's not, and I'm sorry.
Did you pay back the establishment that you broke the glasses in?
No.
You were just kind of delinquent.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was really bad. I also tried to sneaky puke in a planter.
Sneaky puke?
Yeah, sneaky puke. I'd be like, sorry, guys, 1 second.
So sneaky. Yeah. I would never have guessed if you did that right in front of me.
I'm glad. Were you puking in the Uber everywhere? Did any?
No, it got nowhere. So basically, there's 3 of us in the Uber. Someone leaves. And me and my best friend, Chloe, are sitting there. And as this person leaves, I was emptying out my purse because I knew it was coming.
Oh my God.
Just start putting my stuff in her bag. And I go, bye. And I open my bag and just go, blah. And I puke all over it. And the Uber driver didn't seem to care at all because I wasn't making a mess. And it was all water. It was all alcohol anyways. Sorry.
Oh.
And then when I got home, I just threw the purse away.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like you drink it back because you didn't want it. Because you spent a lot of money on the liquor.
Uh-uh. No, I actually just got shooters for the night.
Okay. That makes sense.
And like, I looked at the picture and there's like makeup. I sent it to Jared too. There's like makeup streaming down my face because I was crying when I was throwing up. It was really bad. It was a rough night.
Can I put that picture in? Because it's hilarious.
Yeah, you can put it in.
Are you going to follow up with this?
Yeah, I would love to. I don't have her number.
Can I suggest something?
Huh?
Instagram?
Yeah, I can do that. I don't
know. Oh, Jared loves messaging people on Instagram.
I've
been meaning to bring this up.
I love messaging people on the last form of communication that I messaged that
person.
That's
really weird, dude. Just text me. You have my number.
I know.
He was like, hey, you coming on the podcast today? Like, you want to come on the podcast today? And I'm like, Jared, why are you messaging me on Instagram? You have my number.
Because that was the last place that we had messaged.
Jared, it's weird.
I'm sorry. Okay.
No, it's okay.
The hell was that?
Hit her up, dude. What if we DM her right now? We'll help you craft something.
Okay, help me craft something.
Yeah, get the thing open.
Have you guys talked since?
No.
What? It's been days. No, it's fine. I'm sorry.
She's doing work right now in New York. Just hit her up. Be like, hey, how are your auditions going?
Oh, that's sweet. Because you remembered.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Did remember. Also,
but then if she
remember. I knew she was in New York.
Oh, that's great. But she doesn't know that. So hit her up. You don't have to prove it to us. It was also kind of wild. He lied to her that night because what?
Oh, I know what you're about to say.
So she was very much into Broadway and she wants to be on Broadway. She loves musicals. And Jared, in a way of trying to tickle her fancily, said, I am currently writing a musical.
Hold on. You set me up for that,
what?
By the way. I don't act
I
like
I tried to wingman you.
I hope keeps up with that. She's like, how's the musical going, Jared? And then one day you actually have to put on a musical.
Tell her what the musical is about. Okay, so fine. It was my fault. I knew she was into musicals.
Of course it was your fault.
And I was trying to get my man in the end zone and I come up.
By lying. Because all men do is lie and cheat.
That's a generalization. I don't know if you knew that.
Continue.
So I go up to this fine young lady and I said, and I, her and Jared were kind of like half talking. I can tell the conversation needed to be moved in one direction or the other. So I was like, hey, you do Broadway, right? I was like, Jared, you haven't told her? He's like, don't embarrass me. He's like, I was like, you haven't told her? He's writing a musical and it's really good.
Does she still think you are?
I think she did think I was. Wait,
but tell, and then I took from there. I was like, yeah, tell her what it's about. And I walked off.
He walked
You're
away.
Such a dick.
What'd you tell her it's about?
And so I go, well, it's kind of a musical, like, about my, I'm pulling from my, like, my life, but it's not like super about my life, you know? So like, it's about a guy. He grows up with two moms, right? Mm-hmm. And the first act is like about what it was like growing up, the childhood, the bullying and stuff like that. And then in the second act,
if you were telling me this, I don't think I could take you seriously.
And then in the second act, his parents die, right? And so the second act is about,
because
like
God smited them for being gay.
Nope, that's not why.
That's what you told me.
That's not why they die. And so then the second act is him grieving and like learning, you know, how to
but
deal with that
but
grief.
But your moms aren't dead.
No, that's why I said I'm pulling from my life, but not exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, just not the part that would make it interesting.
Does she still think you're writing this musical?
And then, well, here, hold on. So this is the part where I fucked up. So, and then I go, and then the third act is about, and she stops me. She's like, whoa, 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 too long. And I was like, What do you mean? And she goes, most musicals only have two acts. And uh-oh. I was like,
she's critiquing your fake musical.
And dude, I kind of froze. I was like, no. But like act two is really short.
Act two, they're just dead. Like they get shot in the back of the head and then we're on act three.
And then act three is about like life after death. And then he finds a woman that reminds him of his parents, kind of, you know, has the same mannerisms and then helps him pull out of that grief, and then they live happily ever after. And she's like, oh my God, that's so sweet. I can't wait to see when it's done.
No.
And then he kissed her.
No.
You lied to a woman.
Oh my God. Jared.
Because you set me up. Jared, where would the conversation go?
You know what I would do if Jack did that to me? I'd be like, ignore my friend. He's a little, you know, off his rocker hot. And he lies a lot. That's what I would do.
I had to go along with it.
But you won it. And what did we learn? Manipulation. Let's us get kisses. That's great.
Someone put that on a shirt.
I could do it.
Manipulation. You got a guy. Let you get kisses.
Yeah.
I have a guy.
I had a shirt idea. So I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but I just let you know I have one and it's good.
Cool.
I'm having so much anxiety right now.
Why? For what?
Well, watch this. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching this Dropouts podcast. We're about to go over to the Patreon where it's like a little extra footage. We're going to talk about your virginity story.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
And we're going to see what happened with those loins, the pregnancy scare and all. It's a big, fun story. And remember, if you want to... Oh, this is what I want to say. I like when you guys comment stuff. And you might be like saying, Zach, I don't normally comment. And neither am I. I'm never a guy to comment something. I'm never. But this time, I want you to genuinely... Don't make it weird. Just write like one thing you want to do in 2024 and why.
That's a good one.
I know one thing I want to do.
Okay, what's that?
He's sitting right in front of me.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Zach, get back to your seat.
For your information, we do read the comments. I saw a lot of you last week were commenting that you were watching Reacher, and I started watching it as well, and I see why you guys are watching it. So we do read them. I am. I have to wait for Skylar to watch the second season.
All right. Roll me out.
Bye, guys. I never said bye. So rude.
Well, Zach had to pull that little stunt.
Yeah, of course he did, because he wasn't getting enough attention.
Bye. I love attention.